This is a Southeast Leather Fest extravaganza from the Kinky Cast.
Hi, this is Kate Kinsey. I'm here with LD Beast. We are prowling the halls of Southeast Leather Fest, and we are tracking down the most interesting people around to talk to. And I'm here with Kitten Chaos. Hello, Kitten.
Hi, how are you?
And Kitten, I wish we had visual for this, because she is absolutely decked out in the most gorgeous kimono and electric blue satin corset and the wonderful pins with the jewels in your hair. They just look fabulous.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate you saying that.
Well, it's true. Got some eye candy. Something besides black leather, which
something
is...
besides black leather. Well, you know, that's... it's hard to get away from the basic fetish wear. But and black is such a staple.
It is.
But I think I have some black for you later on.
Okay. I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do it well. So you're here...
I'm a performer here.
Okay.
And that's what I'm going to be doing tonight. I'll be performing a drag per piece.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been coming to self for about 14 years.
Wow.
So my evolution here has been from very much a straight computer male persona,
mm-hmm,
to a boot black to a drag queen. And that's a lot based around my relationship with my fetish, with my spirituality toward BDSM. And I have something of a unique spirituality. Okay. My spirituality comes as a relationship with art. I think you should live your life as a piece of art.
That's an interesting
approach.
So,
being a boot black,
mm-hmm,
each time you have a scene is a piece of performance art. Japanese tea ceremony is a piece of performance art.
Is the tea service something important to you? Why you choose the...
That's how I researched being a boot black.
Mm-hmm.
The boot black is very similar to the tea ceremony.
Okay.
It's two people where the bottom is the actor and the dominant is the person acted upon.
Okay.
And there's very few things that we see in at self,
mm-hmm,
where you'll see that the bottom, who is the actor.
Okay. Rather than the passive.
Instead of being the passive party, right?
Oh, okay. That's a good point.
And boot blacking is the big thing here,
mm-hmm,
where you'll see the bottom being the actor. So being a bottom and wanting to do a piece of artwork, I started doing boot blacking.
And so you say 14 years now, and self is only, this is the 19th year, so you've been here for just about all of it.
Just about all of it.
Wow. You've seen a lot then.
I have.
So you'll be performing tonight.
Uh-huh.
Tell me a little bit about your show. Do you interact with other people?
That happen here is that one of the big fetishes, mm-hmm, that people have, at least male bottoms, is feminization. If you're very forward and humiliation-based, drag is perfect for you. Because you get up in the middle and you try to impress somebody with how gregarious you can be.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was trying to figure out how to be more feminine, I was going to a mistress or another female friend to do it. They would teach me how to be more female as they saw it. And it's kind of a lot different when you're starting from a male standpoint. So a lot of the skills that I needed were things that I learned from the gay men who did drag.
Mm-hmm.
So part of the learning how to be good at feminization ran me straight into the drag world.
Right.
So that's why I'm here at Southeast Leather Fest to, mm-hmm, do drag. I started off as somebody who would be into female domination and feminization and worked through that to this point.
And that's sort of like you really embraced the humiliation, domination, to make it your persona.
Yes.
So is this something that you do every day? Do you live as the female
persona,
or do you...
I have a loud personality.
Okay.
And while it's not as loud as what we see itself, I am always, at some level, a drag queen.
Okay.
I have pretty much living full-time as a female now.
So you've incorporated it into everyday.
Yes.
That's a great thing. So many people want to do that, and they just can't.
Yeah.
Or they don't have the nerve.
No, it's not nerve.
You don't think
so? It's really luck and being blessed. I've been really, really blessed by the people that I live around and the friends that I have, that they have made it accepting and inviting for me to be the person that I am. The people that I work with, the people that I live with, my friends and long-term family have all openly and encouragingly said, be who you are.
That's great.
Yes, and I couldn't do it without them.
Well, great. I appreciate your talking to us.
No problem. Thank you for your time.
I'm sure we'll see you roaming the halls as we are roaming the halls. We'll pass in the night or the day.
Oh, I hope so. You're so pretty.
Oh, shush. Okay. See, this is why I do podcasts. Nobody can see me. I don't have to wear makeup.
She's like 6'2", blonde, and she's wearing this greatest leather corset I've ever seen.
Thank you so much. Okay.
To hear more of the Southeast Leather Fest extravaganza, click on your back button.